Welcome to Stories of Change and Creativity. I'm Judy Oscom. This is part 5 of my short audio series, Create Your Leadership Playbook. I'm a university administrator and professor at Texas State University. I'm also a certified coach using a Gallup Strengths, Tiny Habits, and Thrive framework methodology. I'm excited to join you on this journey. My leadership playbook consists of 4 steps. Number 1, discover your strengths. Number 2, understand the science of change. Number 3, practice compassion. And number 4, take action. If you've had a chance to listen to my earlier episodes in this mini-series, you've learned the importance of knowing your own strengths. Yes, you can take the Gallup Clifton Strengths Assessment to discover your own natural talents, but you can also take one of the free assessments. I'll link one of the free options I use and I provide to students in the show notes. If you do take the Clifton Strengths Assessment, I'm happy to jump on a call and review your results. It's really fun. I've enjoyed talking with many of you about your strengths assessment and how to live and work in your zone of genius. In part 2 of this mini-series, I talked about behavior design and the science of change. The Fogg Behavior Model, developed by Stanford University professor B.J. Fogg, is an important tool to have in your toolkit. Behavior happens when motivation, ability, and a prompt converge at the same time. To create a tiny habit recipe, it's as simple as ABC. First, find an existing behavior or an anchor. The B stands for behavior in the ABC model. And the key here is to make the behavior super tiny. And the C is for celebration. Here's one of my simple tiny habit recipes that I use throughout the day. After I start feeling stressed, I will pause and take one deep breath. Then I'll smile and do some sort of celebration. Now, that is celebration enough for me, really. Well, I hope I've given you some thought about how you can practice compassion with yourself and others at home and at work. In my coaching practice, when I'm talking with executives and administrators, I encourage them to give themselves permission to lighten up and go a little easy. I think of that Adele song, Easy on Me. I just love that song. Well, when we face something new, it's natural to be apprehensive. We wonder if we're up for the challenge. And this is all part of the taking action part of this mini-series segment. I certainly second-guessed an opportunity, a new job, a project, an initiative. You might feel like you haven't earned it or you aren't qualified to handle the challenge. I've felt imposter syndrome before. When I covered my first news story, I thought, well, I'm really not a reporter, at least not yet. And then I got through that story and then another and another. My first graduate class, I remember thinking, I've never thought about going to grad school. Was I smart enough? Could I make it? I wasn't really sure. And then when I really thought about, well, do I want to work on a university campus? Can I be a professor? How do I do that? Well, I never had done it before I gave it a shot. And again, what's that saying? You miss all the shots you don't take. When I taught my first class at Texas Tech, I wondered if I could do it. Every leadership role I've been presented, I hadn't done it before. So there's a first time for everything. I read something about reframing the word anxiety or worry. So now when I think about what I'm really feeling, rather than saying I'm worried about teaching my first class or I'm worried about going into that meeting, I use the term I'm excited. I'm excited about teaching my first class. It is a much more positive spin on it. And then I also can build a tiny habit recipe. After I start feeling worried or anxious about a situation, I will think about one qualification or strength that makes me reassured. Or after I start to feel anxious or worried, I will say to myself, I'm excited about the challenge. And that's really enough celebration for me. But it was times like this when I would reach out to my support system, my trusted friends and family. We talked about that in the first episode about building a network of supporters. I would share my concerns, and they would often point out that, well, you wouldn't have been asked to do the project, or you wouldn't have been hired if someone didn't think you were qualified. So why don't you think that? And often my air quotes here, my personal advisory board would act as a sounding board and then share some insight that really helped me move forward. So if you question your ability or your role in the organization, I want to challenge you to look at the facts, take stock of your strengths and your expertise, and take action. You can create your own career playbook, your leadership playbook. Remember, it's your own. You can customize it for whatever you want to do. This means you can make changes, you can pivot, you can innovate, whatever and whenever you wish. Look ahead and think about where you want to be in 6 months, a year, 5 years, and set your own timeline. Don't put pressure on yourself to be somewhere at a certain time. I have done that before. I really thought I would earn a promotion by a certain age, and I had that in my mind as a goal. But then when I didn't, I had to recalibrate and I had to think about, well, I didn't earn that promotion by, say, age 50 or age 45, but I was doing other things. So really kind of understanding that, and that was my own self-imposed timeline. And I realized, hey, I can change the timeline. I have full control over that. So for me, when I need to take action at work, at home, with my health, or a major project at work, it helps for me to think about the process and then the step-by-step process and how I can take action. For example, if I want to improve my eating habits and my nutrition and start eating more healthy foods, it doesn't just happen like magic. I can't snap my finger and wake up and everything is there. I need to prepare, plan my recipes, shop for healthy food, schedule my meals, coordinate with my husband or my family and what my schedule is. It's a process with many steps. You'll know what works best for you, but don't put so much pressure on yourself. That's that practicing compassion step in my process. But before I take action, I do like to review my calendar or my planner. Blocking time on my calendar for certain activities is important. For example, making plans to review recipes or going to the grocery store, prepping my meals, etc. Don't we schedule all of our important appointments? Well, why not schedule what's really important in your life and what you're trying to change? And you can apply this to work as well. If email is a challenge for you, schedule certain times to respond to email. And then if you need to message that to your staff, let them know. I only will log on to my email between 11 and 12 a.m. So then they know not to expect an answer until after lunch. So think about ways you can use your schedule as a tool to give yourself some time to really focus in on this. Sleep is another area of your life that deserves your undivided attention. Stamina Labs' Glenn Lubbert calls sleep a keystone habit that improves every part of your life, and I really agree. Improving your sleep can enhance your personal and professional performance. And if you're interested and you enjoy technology, check out all the options of wearable tech that help you learn about your sleep rhythms and then how that translates into energy and function. Might be something that you might find interesting. Well, I encourage you to take action, take small steps, create tiny habits that move you forward to your goals. What's the saying? Every great journey begins with a single step. And please don't forget to celebrate each step along the way. You got this. Professional development is really personal development. Spend some time to discover what works for you. Thanks for joining me on this short audio series about how to create your leadership playbook. please reach out with any feedback. And thanks for listening to Stories of Change and Creativity. Remember, if you've got a story to share or know someone who does, reach out to me at judyoscom.com. Thanks for listening.